design of a custom heart rate control system for the pediatric intelligently controlled assistive rehabilitation elliptical. Chase M. Pfeiffer, Ph.D. 1, Judith M. Burnfield, Ph.D., P.T. 1, Srinivas Koda, Ph.D. 1, Thad W. Buster, M.S. 1, Sonia L. Irons, Point, D.P.T., C.C.S. 1, Cassandra Sulski 1, Carl A. Nelson, Ph.D., P21 Institute for Rehabilitation Science and Engineering, Madonna Rehabilitation Hospital, Lincoln, NE2 Mechanical and Materials Engineering, University of Nebraska, Lincoln. Abstract. Cardiovascular exercise is essential for health and function, yet many children with disabilities experience difficulty engaging in traditional exercise programs at a level that promotes cardiovascular benefits. Recently, a prototype motor-assisted elliptical, the PEDI-CARE, was created to promote intensive practice of walking and cardiovascular exercise for children. Lacking was a tool to automate PEDI-CARE training speed adjustments to promote exercise within the target heart rate training zone. Through use of a microcontroller, heart rate receiver, and stepper motor, this study designed a custom heart rate control system for the PEDI-CARE. Preliminary testing has shown promising results in the laboratory. Future testing with children and clinicians across a range of therapeutic settings will provide beneficial feedback on functionality and hard-coded variables for speed manipulation. Keywords: heart rate, control system, gait. Background. Walking and fitness are goals for many children so they can keep up with their friends and family during school and play activities. Yet many children with a physical disability face barriers to sustaining an active lifestyle. Barriers can include the cost and accessibility of exercise technology, Rimmer, 2007. The lack of usable exercise equipment is unfortunate, because engagement in moderate levels of physical exercise helps not only build strength and function, but also cardiovascular fitness, Alpert, 1990. The ICARE, an intelligently controlled assistive rehabilitation elliptical, was developed to provide rehabilitation settings and fitness facilities with an affordable technology that individuals with physical disabilities and chronic conditions could use to improve walking and fitness, Burnfield, 2011, Nelson, 2011. The ICARE addresses some of the limitations, e.g., cost and labor demands, with existing physical therapy devices such as partial body weight support treadmill, PBWST, HESA, 1995, conventional overground training, COGT, Bogatage, 1995, functional electrical stimulation, Bogatage, 1995, and robotic technologies such as the Locomat, Hidler, 2009. The biomechanical patterns, joint kinematics, muscle activation generated while using the ICARE closely emulate walking in healthy adults, Burnfield, 2010. More recently, a pediatric version of the technology was created to address the walking and fitness needs of children with physical disabilities and chronic conditions. PEDI-CARE, Nelson, 2015. A unique feature of the ICARE and PEDI-CARE is that the motor helps individuals move their legs by introducing propulsive force to the foot pedals in an active assist AA condition. In the active assist plus AA plus condition, the motor disengages when the user exerts sufficient effort to make the machine go faster than his/her selected comfortable speed. An ICARE or PEDI-CARE therapy session does not require as much external manual assistance as would be required in typical gait training, such as COGT and PBWST, because the ICARE's motor moves the pedals so that therapists do not have to assist with lower limb movement. Some exercise devices include integrated technology that adjust workload, resistance and/or speed to ensure a user's heart rate remains within a predetermined training range. Although the ICARE and PEDI-CARE can monitor heart rate, as initially designed, there was no capacity for therapists to input target HR ranges that could be used by the device to customize training parameters, e.g., speed, step length, body weight support, and challenge users appropriately. Purpose. The purpose of this research was to design and create a prototype custom HR control system for the ICARE. Such a system should continually read the HR of the user and adjust the speed in revolutions per minute or RPM of the elliptical to maintain an inputted HR range. The presented system was installed and tested with the new PADI ICARE. Methods. Hardware designed. The custom heart rate control system was designed around the Arduino Mega 2560 prototyping microcontroller platform. A HR receiver, C572R-417, was placed near the PADI ICARE's console so that it would be within a meter from a user during PADI ICARE training. A wireless HR monitor was placed on the child's wrist and communicated with the HR receiver connected to the Arduino to calculate the HR of a user. This calculation was implemented in a script written in C programming language for the Arduino. The Arduino script was uploaded via the Arduino IDE on a computer. The target HR zone, left white lenticular bracket, HR, right white lenticular bracket underscore low dash left white lenticular bracket, HR, right white lenticular bracket, high, was entered by a therapist on the keypad matrix. The display showed the current HR, left white lenticular bracket, HR, right white lenticular bracket underscore C of a user as measured in BPM, beats per minute, from the HR receiver, as well as the range entered by the clinician. A stepper motor, 6 wires, 60 ohm, 3.75 deg, was connected to the Arduino, and coupled with a shaft on a wired remote control with a flexible coupling and coupling spare. The wired remote control was used for speed setting of the PADI ICARE. The Arduino monitored heartbeat through the HR receiver, measured the left white lenticular bracket HR, right white lenticular bracket underscore C over time T underscore 1, and compared it with the target HR zone. If the left white lenticular bracket HR, right white lenticular bracket underscore C exceeded left white lenticular bracket HR, right white lenticular bracket high for consecutive measurements, the stepper motor rotated to decrease the PADI ICARE's speed by RPM. If the left white lenticular bracket HR, right white lenticular bracket underscore C was less than left white lenticular bracket HR, right white lenticular bracket underscore low for time T underscore 1 seconds, consecutively for in measurements, the stepper motor rotated to increase the PADI ICARE's speed by RPM. This dynamic process continued until left white lenticular bracket HR, right white lenticular bracket underscore C was in the target HR zone entered by a therapist. The overall goal was to ensure a user trains on the PADI ICARE within the target HR zone, neither lower than left white lenticular bracket HR, right white lenticular bracket underscore low, nor greater than left white lenticular bracket HR, right white lenticular bracket high. The block diagram of the custom heart rate control system is shown in Figure 1. Figure 1. A block diagram of a custom heart rate control system consisting of a display unit, keypad, HR receiver, HR band, Arduino Mega 2560, stepper motor, flexible coupling and coupling spare, and a speed control remote unit operation. The display unit showed instructions to enter the user's target HR zone in a valid format. Example, 3 digits, asterisk, 3 digits, number i.e. 070 asterisk 080 pounds through a 4-row, 4-column keypad matrix. The Arduino script contained hard-coded initial values for the slowest and fastest HR, 50 and 200 BPM, and for the time T underscore 1 used for calculating average HR. The Arduino script checked for a valid target HR zone, thus, left white lenticular bracket HR, right white lenticular bracket underscore low and left white lenticular bracket HR, right white lenticular bracket high should be greater than or equal to 50 BPM and less than or equal to 200 BPM. The first line in the display unit showed the user's target zone. Example, target HR 140-160. The second line showed, cannot read if the HR receiver does not detect a heartbeat. As the HR receiver detects a heartbeat, the second line showed, wait for few seconds, 40.1 seconds until the Arduino computes, left white lenticular bracket HR, right white lenticular bracket _ C. The second line showed the, left white lenticular bracket HR, right white lenticular bracket _ C. Example, current HR 78. This line updates every t_1 seconds. The third line showed, HR in target zone when the, left white lenticular bracket HR, right white lenticular bracket _ C was within the target HR zone or, reducing speed if the, left white lenticular bracket HR, right white lenticular bracket _ C was greater than, left white lenticular bracket HR, right white lenticular bracket high or, increasing speed if the current was less than, left white lenticular bracket HR, right white lenticular bracket _low. Then, the third line showed, speed reduced less than, nxt_1 sec, or, speed increased less than, nxt_1 sec, immediately after reducing or increasing the speed. And finally the fourth line showed, new entry press any key to enter a new HR zone. The text is tailored to 20 characters per the display capability. The target HR zone could be changed on this unit at any time by holding any key on the keypad matrix during the PETI ICARE training session if a therapist wished to train a patient in a new target HR zone. Clinical evaluation pilot testing was performed with the system, which included 22 children with disabilities and 20 children without disabilities. The variables hard-coded into the system were t_1 at 10 seconds, n at 3, and bar at 4 RPM. That is, if, left white lenticular bracket HR, right white lenticular bracket _C exceeded, left white lenticular bracket HR, right white lenticular bracket high for 30 seconds, the ICARE's speed was decreased by 4 RPM, or if, left white lenticular bracket HR, right white lenticular bracket _C was lower than, left white lenticular bracket HR, right white lenticular bracket _low for 30 seconds, the ICARE's speed was increased by 4 RPM. The speed was unchanged if, left white lenticular bracket HR, right white lenticular bracket _C was in the target HR zone. Testing revealed that the custom heart rate control system was able to detect when the participant's HR was out of the desired zone and manipulate the speed of the elliptical accordingly 100% of the time. One drawback to these conditions was the time it took the system to confirm HR outside of the suggested range. Future testing will adjust the hard-coded variables to reduce this time window. Conclusion. The primary goal of this study was to design a system for the PETI ICARE that allows for clinicians to set a HR range and have the PETI ICARE automatically adjust training speed to maintain a participant's HR in the given range. Hardware was assembled to interact with the speed controls on the PETI ICARE, and state-of-the-art microcontrollers and sensors were coded to effectively calculate the participant's HR and manipulate the speed of the PETI ICARE. The system has been successfully tested in the laboratory setting with children at a 100% success rate, but has yet to be included in an official clinical study to assess the impact on training outcomes. Future work. The system will be tested in the patient-clinician population for feedback on functionality. Currently, an external stepper motor is used to manipulate the speed of the PETI ICARE. Future work with the manufacturers may lead to implementation of this system into the overall ICARE control system. Acknowledgement. This work was supported in part by a grant initially received from the Department of Education, NIDRR, grant number H133G130274, now Administration for Community Living NIDILRR, grant number 90IF0060. References. Albert, B., Field, T., M., Goldstein, S., and Perry, S., 1990. Aerobics Enhances Cardiovascular Fitness and Agility in Preschoolers. Health Psychology, 9148. Bogatij, U, Gross, N, Kljajic, M, Asimovic, R, and Mlesic, M. 1995. The Rehabilitation of Gait in Patients with Hemiplegia, a comparison between conventional therapy and multi-channel functional electrical stimulation therapy. Physical therapy. 75-6, 495-102. Burnfield, J. M. Shu, Y. Buster, T. W. Taylor, A. P. and Nelson, C. A. 2011. Impact of elliptical trainer ergonomic modifications on perceptions of safety, comfort, workout, and usability for people with physical disabilities and chronic conditions. Physical therapy. 9111. 1604 1617. Burnfield, J. M. Shu, Y. Buster, T. and Taylor, A. 2010. Similarity of joint kinematics and muscle demands between elliptical training and walking. Implications for practice. Physical therapy. 92, 289-305. Hesse, S. et al. 1995. Treadmill training with partial bodyweight support compared with physiotherapy in non-ambulatory hemiparetic patients. Stroke. 26-6. 976-981. Hidler, J. et al. 2009. Multicenter randomized clinical trial evaluating the effectiveness of the Locomat and subacute stroke. Neural rehabilitation and neural repair. 23-1. 513. Nelson C. A. Stoll C. J. Burnfield J. M. Buster T. W. 2015. Modification of the Intelligently Controlled Assistive Rehabilitation Elliptical, ICARE, System for Pediatric Therapy. ASME Journal of Medical Devices. 9.041010. DOI. 10.1115/1.4030276. Nelson, C. A. Burnfield, J. M. Shu, Y. Buster, T. W. Taylor, A. P. and Graham, A. 2011. Modified Elliptical Machine Motor Drive Design for Assistive Gait Rehabilitation. Journal of Medical Devices. 5.2.021001. Rimmer, J. H., Roland, J. L., and Yamaki, K. 2007. Obesity and Secondary Conditions in Adolescents with Disabilities, Addressing the Needs of an Underserved Population. Journal of Adolescent Health. 41-3, 224-229.